Welcome to the Dreamcatcher Podcast, a place where you'll receive a boost of inspiration, practical advice, and tools to maximize your success and personal happiness. And that's not all. You'll also get plenty of guidance on how you can use your gifts, talents, and compassion to contribute towards making the world a better place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a preview of what's in store and to also receive a free ebook. To sign up, simply visit www.thedreamcatch.com. Now it's my pleasure to introduce you to the host of the Dreamcatcher podcast, Celine Chinoy.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Dreamcatcher podcast. Have you ever found yourself questioning where the time has gone? After a long day, you might ruefully gaze at the clock, feeling unaccomplished and defeated. Even though you were busy all day, constantly spinning in circles, you have nothing to show for it. If you can relate to this scenario, then there's a strong chance that you have fallen into some time-wasting habits. You can be sure that there are things that you're doing to make you feel productive that is actually soaking up your time. It doesn't help that our modern world has become a minefield of distractions. We pay a heavy cost in terms of our productivity and mental health when we waste time on these types of tasks. In this episode, I describe four of the biggest time wasters that you should avoid. Instead of draining away the immense power of your brain, you learn how to tap into its boundless potential. Five time wasters you should avoid to be successful. Waste your money and you're only out of money, but waste your time and you've lost a part of your life. Michael Leboeuf. Have you ever found yourself questioning where the time has gone? After a long day, you might ruefully gaze at the clock, feeling unaccomplished and defeated. Even though you were busy all day, constantly spinning in circles, you have nothing to show for it. If only you had more time. If you can relate to this scenario, then there's a strong chance you have fallen into some time-wasting habits. You can be sure that there are things that you're doing to make you feel productive that is actually soaking up your time. Like the sand grains inside an hourglass, your precious moments slowly slip away as you waste time on these tasks. Our modern world has become a minefield of distractions. We have to tackle newer ones like smartphones, social media, and advertisements bombarding our senses, as well as more traditional distractions like loud coworkers and a disorganized home and workspace. A study done by UC Irvine has shown that office workers on average are interrupted every 11 minutes, and it takes 25 minutes to get refocused on their work tasks. In the space of an 8-hour workday, our brain can be interrupted for 2 of those 8. Not only does our overall productivity take a hit, but so do our cognitive abilities. Mental health professionals have warned that persistent distractions can severely diminish our ability to concentrate. It can have the same effect as the loss of a night's sleep and put us in a hyper-alert state. Author of The Inflamed Mind, Edward Bulmore, says that the frequent release of stress hormones like cortisol is harmful for our health and can cause physical ailments. Instead of draining away the power of our brain, we should learn to tap into its boundless potential. We can use our mental dexterity to master skills and topics that interest us. According to Malcolm Gladwell, it takes 10,000 hours of deliberate practice to become world-class in any field. But to find that kind of time to master our craft, we must learn to guard it vigilantly. According to studies done by Nielsen, American adults on average are watching 5 hours and 4 minutes of television a day. Now just imagine how much could be accomplished during that time. Think about how many books you could read, the number of skills you could learn, and how much fitter you could be if you moved your body instead of sitting in front of a TV or computer. We pay a substantial cost when we choose to spend our time on activities that don't bring as much value. From a young age, I've been hypervigilant when it comes to how I use my time. Consequently, I become impatient and found myself wound up at anything that slowed me down, like traffic jams, babblers, and sitting in waiting rooms. I became more restless as I grew older because I realized that time is limited and therefore a precious commodity. But I also knew that having a sense of urgency is not conducive to a healthy state of mind. It left me feeling jittery and anxious, and I needed to redefine what time wasters were and get creative in filling my time when I'm unexpectedly detained. We need to respect time because it can be one of our biggest allies in creating a fulfilling life. You have to grasp the full flow of time so that you can work with it to accomplish your goals. A balanced attitude will make you deliberate about planning for both active and inactive phases, seizing each and every moment. A big part of cultivating this sensibility is weeding out the time wasters in your life. These are the top five that you must avoid if you want to attain lasting success and fulfillment. Number one, the internet and media. Although the internet and social media have gifted us with instant access to information and connectivity to people all over the globe, it's become a significant source of distraction. The ease and convenience that our smartphones offer make them highly addictive. Every time we get a notification or a like, we get a hit of dopamine, a pleasure-inducing hormone that boosts our brain chemistry. According to research, this comes with a huge cost in productivity, with the average person spending about 3 hours a day on their phone. If you would like to reduce the amount of time you spend on social media, try limiting the number of apps and social media platforms on your phone. Set a timer while you're browsing the internet for fun, and get off when the timer rings. These discipline measures ensure that you don't go overboard. Number two, people who are unsupportive and drain you. There are certain kinds of people whose presence can be a major drain on your time and energy, like the coworker or friend who talks nonstop and continuously asks for favors, or the people in your circle who play games and who don't support you or your aspirations. We have to be especially careful in dealing with toxic individuals, people who disrespect, abuse, belittle, and criticize us. These types of individuals are not only a drain on our time, but on our spirit as well. The bottom line is that if anyone is adding weight to your load and isn't contributing in a meaningful way, then you need to either build boundaries or cut them out. You also have to learn how to say no and replace them with those who will support you and to whom you can turn to for help. Number three, activities that are not related to your goals and aspirations. Clarity about your goals and aspirations is insufficient if you don't back it up with consistent and strategic action. One of the vital components of your plan should include a strategy to eliminate distractions that get in the way of your productivity and derail your focus. This list should include things like replying to emails that are not related to what you're working on, or excessive time spent on leisure activities like watching TV, staying up late to attend parties, or playing video games. We also need to find ways to tackle chores such as cleaning the house, grocery shopping, paying bills, and car maintenance in an efficient manner. You can create solid systems to complete these activities or outsource them to others if you have the means to do so. Number four, worrying and procrastination. Internal blocks such as worrying and procrastination can slow us down or stop us completely, causing us to lose time. When we worry about an outcome that we can't predict or control, we are wasting precious time that could have been used in more constructive ways. Worrying leads us to procrastinate. Instead of burying our heads in the sand, we must break the cycle by addressing the psychological barriers that are blocking us. Find out what will instill the motivation and drive to tackle the task and complete it in the timeframe that you desire. Number 5, a disorganized environment and schedule. Disorganized and messy workspaces are a significant productivity killer, based on studies done by neuroscientists. Physical clutter depletes your attention span and increases stress levels, which plummets your performance levels. Along with an organized environment, we need to ensure that we have a plan that streamlines our activities in a timely manner. A clear and well-thought-out plan is a surefire way to avoid wasting time on tasks that aren't important and giving priority to the things that count. You'll establish a flow in your activities while steadily making headway on your goals. If you're regretful about wasting time on certain jobs, relationships, and projects in your past, take heart in knowing that you can redeem them based on what you extract from those experiences. If you look back on them through the eyes of wisdom and compassion, you'll be able to learn the lessons that will be instrumental in creating the bright future that you desire. All my best on your journey. Celine. Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in. If you enjoyed what you just heard, please subscribe to my podcast and feel free to share it with your friends and family. Take care and speak soon.